The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I love this audience. I love the fact that you folks think. And I love to challenge all of us to think. That's great. I went to the dentist this morning for my semi-annual cleaning. And, my teeth are sore. Well, not my teeth, my gums are sore, you know. But they're clean, they're bright, they're shiny, and I got a good report from the dentist. But the dental hygienist did the cleaning and so forth, and then the dentist came in and said to the dental hygienist, "Do you ever listen to Bob's show?" She said, "No." "Well, you need to listen because he's on every day, and what is it that you talk about? Listen, think, what is it?" I said, "LTD, listen, think, discern." And I'm so grateful that my dentist at least listens some and knows the LTD thing. Well, that's not just a catchphrase. This is my heart's desire, is that all of us together would listen. People don't listen today. They hear. There's a world of difference between hearing and listening. Just because you hear something does not mean you're listening. And I don't need to go into that. You know exactly what I mean. You hear something, but that doesn't mean you are listening. And that's why wives constantly say, "Are you listening to me?" And the husband, of course, goes, "Well, of course I am." Sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't. But you can hear without listening. Listen, think. God gave us a brain. He expects us to use it. And sometimes Christians are the most gullible people on planet Earth. Sometimes Christians are the least thinking people. We should be characterized by thinking. It doesn't mean you're a great intellect. You have a huge IQ. I had an IQ test many, many years ago. I have no idea what it was. I don't remember, but I know this. It would be very, very average, maybe even below average. I was a below average student in high school, except in math. I was fairly decent in math. But otherwise, very average. College, very average. Senior year, probably below average because I was working almost a full-time job. There's very little exceptional about me. I am not a great intellect. Don't pretend to be. I don't have an advanced degree. I have a bachelor's degree. I've thought many years about pursuing a master's or going further, and I haven't. You know, I am Mr. Joe Average. But I can think. I can do that. You don't have to be a great intellect. You don't have to have a PhD to think. In fact, you don't have to have much education at all to think. So listen, think, and discern from a biblical point of view, because we all wear lenses, worldview lenses, and we look through that lens and we interpret all of the things around us. Some people today interpret everything in the terms of race. Everything. They can't look at anything. Every news story, everything they see, everything they hear is in racial terms because that's the lens they're looking through. They're looking through everything is racial lens. And so everything they see, They interpret it through race because that's the lens they're looking through. Well, I want us to develop a lens filled with biblical truth. And so we interpret world events, local events, and the circumstances that are surrounding you and your family through that lens of a biblical worldview. We spend a lot of time on that on this program. So I came across a couple of pieces. I'm going to read fairly extensively from one, and I just want to commend the other to you. There has been a rash of departures from the faith recently. Some fairly high-profile Christian leaders. One, a pastor of a mega church, wrote a huge blockbuster bestseller several years ago about dating and courtship and so forth. And I mean, it was a runaway bestseller in the Christian community. One of the experts, was going all over the country and all over the world lecturing on this and that and that, and then pastored a big mega church. And he just recently said, hey, I'm done with Christianity. I'm just done. I'm finished. Christianity is just another religion, and I'm fine with that. Then a songwriter for Hillsong, the extremely popular Hillsong worship group, Hillsong music group. There's probably no Christian organization in the world today that has impacted Christian music today more than Hillsong. Probably not. I can't think of any other. Bethel's had a huge impact, but not like Hillsong. And one of their primary songwriters, musicians, who has been with them for a long time, said, I'm drifting away. I'm losing my faith. And you know what? I'm fine with that. It's okay because, you know, how can a loving God send anybody to hell, you know? And, pastors are falling and nobody talks about it. And he is, quote unquote, falling away. Well, this has been a big topic of discussion in the Christian community, Christian sites. And I came across two articles that I think are just exceptional. The first one, I'm just going to refer you to it. It is by David French. And Jeff, make sure that the David French article, Another Pop Culture Christian Loses His Faith, by David French. Another Pop Culture Christian Loses His Faith by David French. I'm not going to quote it by length, but it's by David French. And it's exceptional. He says, for those who don't know, Hillsong United is one of the most popular and influential worship bands of the modern era. It was born at Hillsong Church in Australia and so on and so forth. And he says this, quote, it's a powerhouse in what my former pastor derisively referred to as the Jesus is my boyfriend style of worship music. Wow. He says, their songs featured heartfelt, simple lyrics pledging undying Christian love and devotion. They also happen to inspire millions of Christians across the globe. The Jesus is my boyfriend style of worship music. That's a pretty powerful statement and pretty true. Anyway, that is an excellent article, and I hope you'll read it. It's probably already posted already by David French, who writes editorials for National Review and a lot of other magazines. The other one is by a guy named John Cooper. Now, if you had asked me who John Cooper is before I read this article, I'd say, I don't know. I had a friend in Wichita, Kansas many years ago. His name was John Cooper. No. The popular Christian musician, I would have said, John Cooper, Christian, I have no clue. Well, he is the lead singer for Skillet. Now, I have heard of Skillet. If my life depended on it, I could not name one song that Skillet has done. I'm not saying that's good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just being honest. So I was not familiar with his name. I know of the band Skillet. I know almost nothing about them except they have been a very, very popular Christian rock band. But he has written a piece that is unbelievably profound. It's time for me to take a break, but when we come back, I'm going to do what I do rarely. I'm going to quote at length from this exceptional article. John Cooper has articulated things that I have been trying to say for more than 20 years, but he says it better than I have said it. And I'll share it with you when we return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want to get into this story on Christian music, Christian worship, but there is some breaking news. This is very preliminary. A lockdown is in full effect at Temple University Health Sciences Center campus in Philadelphia. Police are responding to a shooting in Philadelphia. It is being reported just simply police officers, and that is plural, shot. That's all we know. Don't know how many. We don't know how severe. Police officers shot. Shooter still loose. That's all we know. This is Philadelphia. The Temple University Health Sciences Center campus in Philadelphia. The shooter is still on the loose, and police officers, plural, shot. That's all we know. As more information is released, I will pass that along to you. But that's breaking news out of Philadelphia. All right. The lead singer for the Christian band Skillet has written an exceptionally profound editorial on what is going on with young Christian leaders falling from the faith. Headline, Skillet's John Cooper on apostasy among young Christian leaders. I want you to listen to this. Again, I don't know this guy. I've heard of the band Skillet, don't know anything about them. But this is great stuff. He says, quote, okay, I'm saying it because it's too important not to. What is happening in Christianity? More and more of our outspoken leaders or influencers who were once faces of the faith are falling away. And at the same time, they're being very vocal and bold about it. Shockingly, they still want to influence others. For what purpose? As they announce that they are leaving the faith. I'll state my conclusion, then I'll state some rebuttals to statements I've read by some of them. Firstly, I never judge people outside of my faith. Even if they hate religion or Christianity, that's not my place, and I have many friends who disagree with my religion, and that is 100% fine with me. However, when it comes to people within my faith, there must be a measure of loyalty and friendship and accountability to each other and to the Word of God. My conclusion for the church and for all of us Christians, listen to this. We must stop making worship leaders and thought leaders or influencers or cool people or relevant people the most influential people in Christendom. And yes, that includes people like me. I want to read that again. We must stop making worship leaders and thought leaders or influencers or cool people or relevant people the most influential people in Christendom. And yes, that includes people like me. I've been saying for 20 years and seem probably quite judgmental to some of my peers that we are in a dangerous place when the church is looking to 20-year-old worship singers as our source of truth. We now have a church culture that learns who God is from singing modern praise songs rather than from the teachings of the Word of God. Wow. I have been trying to say this for more than 20 years, but I don't think that I have framed the argument that clearly and succinctly. We now have a church culture that learns who God is from singing modern praise songs rather than from the teaching of the Word. I'm not being rude to my worship leader friends, many who would agree with me, in saying that singers and musicians are good at communicating emotion and feeling. We create a moment and a vehicle for God to speak. However, singers are not always the best people to write solid Bible truth and doctrine. Sometimes we are too young, too ignorant of Scripture, too unaware, or too unconcerned about the purity of Scripture and the holiness of the God we are singing to. Have you ever considered the disrespect of singing songs to God that are untrue of His character? Again, I have said the same thing for years, but probably not as well. There is a huge difference between the way songs and music came about in centuries past and how most of Christian music comes about today. Let me illustrate and explain very, very quickly. If we look in centuries past, Christian music did not come about because a publisher had a deadline and we have to put together the next album in the next 6 months. Christian music came about because of deep faith and relationship with God and no other reason. Publishers, recording companies, record companies were not paying these people to come up with a new song every month because they got to come out with a new album, a new record. Folks, there's some really good contemporary stuff out, but it is true that most of our contemporary Christian music comes today because a publishing company, a record label, tells the musician, we need to have a new album and you've got to have 10 new songs in the next 6 months. And so musicians sit down and say, oh my goodness, I got to write 10 songs in the next 6 months. What am I going to write about? And they have a deadline to write a song. Now, not all of it does. And I'm not implying that it does. Not all of it comes about that way. But much of it does. And he's right. Many of the most popular songs today are written by 20-something young people who have very little theological background. They know a great deal about loving Jesus and emotion, but they have very little theological foundation. He says much more, and I want to share it with you when we come back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.